The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention recently came out with their most up-to-date rates of autism. Nationally, it's 1 in 68 children. And in New Jersey continues to have the highest rate now, 1 in 41 children. I have autism. That's 2.5% of the children in the state. That New Jersey rate marks an increase of 12% from the previous 1 in 45 statistic, which was released, I believe, about 2 years ago. This does bring up some questions and curiosities. New Jersey is said to have more paths to early diagnosis than other states in the survey. There were 11 states total in the CDC survey. And if that's true, then why aren't those other states' medical officials flocking to New Jersey to say, hey, you're obviously doing something we're missing. What are you doing? And that, for the most part, is not happening. New Jersey also stands above the other states with their number of vaccines and the vaccine cocktails that young children are mandated to take, even though there is a bogus opt-out policy for parents. The environment of New Jersey is filled more with health risks. That's an undeniable fact. Now, just like someone doesn't die of AIDS, but more of a disease that AIDS opens the gate to through a weakening of the body, why isn't an examination being done about, while not those two things being a direct cause of autism, that the vaccine cocktails and the environment of New Jersey are opening the gate through a weakening of the body that's become a catalyst that makes a child more susceptible to autism? Certainly not being a naysayer of the medical profession, seems like they have to maybe develop or fine-tune their detective skills a bit, because autism is a challenge, and it varies in so many ways and scales, but when you look at a rate of 2.5% of a state's children with some degree of autism, that is a sense of urgency that needs to be expanded and expanded quickly.